This is a place where real masculinity is painfully learned, deeply celebrated, and aggressively deployed. We are committed to training you how to fight the war against all that is fighting you. This is the Dangerous Man Podcast.
Dangerous Men, what's up? Welcome back to
another episode.
Rory's got a shout out for a young dangerous man.
Special shout out to Ben. I know you're probably listening and you're like, wait a minute, is that me? Yes, Ben, your dad is Josh. Shout out to Ben, man, for being a young dangerous man. I heard you're a listener. We appreciate you, bro. Thanks for learning don't tell your mom all the potty words that Pastor and Matt say. So with that being said, thank y'all for joining us today. Let's get into it. Matt, what are we talking about?
We are doing, and sorry about that, Ben. We are going to do hard shit. There's your swear word for the day. Don't repeat it. Do hard shit, gentlemen.
Yes.
It may sound easy, may sound cliche, but there's things in our life that are not easy and things that we have to get through and push through if we want to get to the places in life that are going to make us the man that we're supposed to be. And it gets uncomfortable at times, but that's where you learn
every
to thrive.
Every time.
Understand who you are. So we're going to talk about why doing hard stuff makes you better, how it makes you better, and just a couple questions for you gentlemen at the end to reflect on, and then a couple personal stories that Rory and I have been experiencing over these last few weeks.
Yeah, seriously. You guys will get to laugh at all of my ridiculousness of the challenges that I've been doing and Matt have been doing, and have been great, and also embarrassing, too.
Yes, sir.
Because kicking your fat gelatinous butt is, that's not easy. That's not easy. And that's we're going to throw one hash on that for that.
For those of you listen, Rory's got a...
No.
All right.
You can tell it was funny. I'm going to see how many times I can make fun of myself for being a chumbawamba. That's number two. How many times I can give myself a ridiculous fat nickname. And I'm actually running a hashtag box right now. And so, it's going to be funny. If you can comment on the episode, if you're listening on Spotify, you can go comment on the episode. Give me a estimate right now on how many times you think I'm going to call myself something ridiculous.
Currently, we are at about two minutes in. So.
Yep, two minutes. Listen, this tubby's going to be able to go really quick, really far.
but tell them the reason why you're doing
it. Yeah, so I'm doing it again. It's when you talk about doing hard stuff, you talk about challenging, you talk about pushing yourself. Like I promised myself when you and I started doing the morning workouts, I promised myself that I was going to stick to it. I wasn't going to mess up. I was going to go at it. I was going to go hard because I do not want to be that, fat bastard by next summer. Like, I'm counting down the days, boys. Counting down the days. Oh, that's another one. Number four. Let's go. People are like, why are you making fun of myself? No, listen, this is rocket fuel when I do this stuff. Like, I'm pushing myself and being like, dude, don't be that kind of person. Some of you might be like, well, I can't believe you would make fun of yourself. Listen, it motivates me. I'm tired of like jiggling when I walk. Like, I'm all set with that. Like, I want to be like, and be good. I don't want to have to deal with, just not being fit. I lived half my adult life like that, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to do the easy route. The easy route is sitting at home, punching Oreos in your face, and not doing hard stuff because you're comfortable. Great things, talking about this stuff, I think great things come to those who are willing to do hard stuff. If you got to be willing to push yourself, challenge yourself, you got to be willing to go way, way outside your comfort zone. So let's talk about the why. Why, men, why do you want to listen to this podcast that tells you to get out there and do something difficult? Matt, why do we want to do tough things?
You know, I think for some men, if not most, there's a few things that they enjoy challenging themselves in. For me, it is physical. I enjoy
pushing
myself physically because I think I have a natural gift to do that.
I agree. I see you work out in the mornings, dude, and I'm just like, oh, guys, you have no idea. Working out next to this dude is an absolute, he's a beast. He picks up 85-pound dumbbells, and he's like, hey, just throw these around. I'm like, it takes me two hands to pick up the damn things right now. I'm like, what are you doing? It's crazy, man. You do have a natural inclination to be able to push yourself physically beyond most people I know, man. It's
And then, thank you.
Yeah.
But the mental side that comes with that helps me become stronger mentally. But there's things like this pod. Here's to put it simply. I would rather today, I haven't run probably in a month. I would rather say, okay, go to Boston, run a marathon, than get up and for an hour in front of a business meeting and do a presentation.
Right. Talk to people publicly.
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Just like some of the fears that we have as men and how we just want to stay comfortable and don't want to expand. Because that uncomfortable zone, I'm sweating right now thinking about it. My hands are sweating. I'm thinking about standing in front of people talking. It's like,
You're clamming up already.
It's like, I still can't find the reason or understand why that happens to me. And it's just, for men, it's a reflection time that you need to have in order to truly understand yourself and be able to push through those barriers, because there are limits that you have. And in order to get to that next step, you have to fully understand, all right, look, I can't get past this level, why can't I?
Yeah.
And once you're able to understand that and tap into that, it can bring you into a new, like, I'm trying to just go back and forth to compare it, but on this podcast, like, now I'm more comfortable doing this.
Yeah.
Now I'm more, I can do this, not with ease, but.
No, but you're
I can do it okay. And I feel comfortable now.
Have you ever tried to go back and listen to episode one?
I did. And
I almost want to just delete it. We should do a throwback and re-record it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. I don't know what we were thinking. But you know what? Yeah. Here's the deal. That was the beginning of doing something different, doing something outside of your comfort zone, pushing yourself, challenging yourself, doing something that is not natural to you. And I think this is something that as men, we naturally have an inclination to doing difficult things because we're like, I don't know how to do this, but I guess if I'm forced to, then I'll have to just figure it out, right? And typically when the world hands us problems, we're like, all right, well, you know, I wouldn't have chose this. I wouldn't have sought this out, but you know what? I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna try to figure it out. I'm gonna push myself, challenge myself. And I think for most of us, you know, guys, we're sitting here and we're running our schedules. We're doing, you know, for the average man, they are complacent. They are comfortable. They are looking for all of their little, you know, treats to keep them happy and rewarded. And most of us don't want to really go outside those boundaries. And because I know I didn't, when my tanker butt was chugging down Oreos, I didn't want to go outside my comfort zone. Gotta give it another hashtag on that one. Bam, the hash mark.
But what
do you do with my tanker? When my Teletubby ass didn't want to get out of the comfort zone, I had to literally go, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of the garbage that I'm consuming. I'm sick of what it's producing and the results that I didn't have. And it was just like, you know what? Like, it's just time to change. And I think sometimes, you know, in order to do hard stuff, you've got to get sick of yourself. Like, you got to get sick of the way things are. You got to get sick of the way you are. You got to get sick of habits. You've got to find a way to be disgusted by it. And that's why, like, some of you guys are, like, laughing at me because I'm making fun of myself. But that makes me disgusted with myself enough to motivate me, because fuel's fuel. I don't care whether it's positive or negative. You can find a way to use it to propel you. And some people might be like, well, you're making fun of yourself. You're bringing yourself down. Oh, trust me. My self-confidence is through the damn roof. Yeah. I can't bring it down. I literally can't. I know who I am. I'm fine with making fun of myself and tearing myself.
It's like the fun back and forth banter among men.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
We're making fun of each other, but it's not serious.
No, I'm not like sitting here taking it to heart. And listen, to those you listening, like if that's you and you're just like, oh, I can't believe you would say those kind of things. Listen, men, we were not made to be overweight. We were not made to be, you know, freaking sloths and schlubs. We were made to do hard stuff. And one of the things, I'll tell you what, guys, listen, you really want to unlock a new level of your ability to do hard shit. You need to do the physical. You need to do, if you can dominate your physical body, I'll tell you what, you can drive yourself to do things you never thought you'd be able to do if you can find a way to dominate your physical body. It's incredible the amount of momentum that it gives you. And I'm saying this because I'm experiencing it right now. It feels like I've unlocked myself in an incredible manner. And the success that I'm having in the physical is literally spilling over into all of the things that I do and touch. It's absolutely incredible. And so guys listening right now, like, yes, today's the day you stop being a slob. Today's the day you say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of looking like, you know, a 400 pound Teddy Ruxpin. I don't want to. Do you even know what Teddy Ruxpin is?
Oh my gosh, come on.
Oh man. So Matt's age is showing right now.
No, generation gap is showing.
Yeah. Teddy Ruxpin, dude, my goodness. Any of y'all listening, you know what Teddy Ruxpin is? Come on, let us know. Yes, seriously. So it was this bear that had a cassette player in it, and you would, in its back, it would open up its back, you'd put the cassette player in, close the thing, and then you would hit play, and it would, like, its mouth would move, and it would sing the songs or whatever, and they had tapes that came with it. I mean, if you have one now, they're worth, like, probably thousands of dollars. But it was a fat little teddy bear that you shoved cassettes in. And I used to put, like, you know, old school cassettes. I would used to put, like, Minor Threat in there. And so he's, like, mouth is moving, but, like, punk rock's coming out or metal. It was awesome. Anyways, but yeah, if that's you and you're sick and tired of looking like a 400-pound Teddy Ruxpin, do something about it.
That's what you said about the physical. Like, do the physical to help you get to other levels of your life. And I've always thought about this too. Like, you ever look at, like, all the, I'm not talking about, like, the roided out, like, guys that do, like, Schwarzenegger and all those people and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, they have the mindset, they do the work, and they put in the hours to, to look like that. But there's a modification to their body through steroids or whatever it is.
Unnatural.
But you look at these, you know, some guys at the gym or whatever, guys that you know, and you see their like physical, like, peak performance, like they are crushing it. They're crushing it, but that's all they do. It's like they can have so much more than just that, but they're very dominant.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know. I just want to be, I just want to, like, know a couple of those guys and be like, how do you get there? How do you just keep going like that?
Don't stop.
That is,
don't stop. I was listening to Jocko the other day, and he was talking about 100 days and how he's like day one, when you start doing physical stuff, he's like, you are not going to see a darn thing. Day two, you ain't seeing anything. Day three, day four. And he starts counting it down. And he's like, 1 week in the gym, you're not going to see any results. 2 weeks in the gym, he's like, you might feel a couple of results, but he was like 100, he was talking about 100 days. And so I was just like, okay. So I set a counter on my phone, and it's a 100-day counter, and it's counting down. And I added all the days that we did up until now, and I'm running down the days, because I think, you know, after that consistency, and that's the thing with doing hard stuff, is don't do hard stuff one time. Like, everybody wants to win the lottery. Like, oh, I tried one time, and then they run away. Oh, too hard. It's like, you're never, ever, ever going to overcome the things that you're facing in life if you only do it one time. You're never going to get anywhere with it. You're never going to see results. You're never going to actually be able to overcome the things that you need to overcome. Listen, there is a whole entire life of victories out there waiting for you, men, if you would just push yourself, if you would just challenge yourself, if you would stop, just stop being comfortable. Stop sitting in your comfort zone. Nobody's callings have ever been found in their comfort zones. Nobody, purpose is not found in your comfort zone. Like, you have to be willing to do difficult things, to do hard things. You got to be willing to challenge yourself way outside the bounds of normal. Because here's the thing. What you've done up until this point got you here, right? We talk about this all the time in church. What you did to get to here is what you did. If you want to go somewhere else, you have to do something else. If you want to get to hard things, you got to do hard things. And, it drives me nuts. If you want to get the life that other people are living, then you can do what they do, right? So if you want a life that's different than others, you have to do the opposite of what they're doing. You can't do what they're doing. Everybody wakes up, they drink coffee, they don't exercise, they do all these things, and, you know, they grab the Dunkin' Donuts on the way out, and, you know, it's two cups of coffee, and, I mean, those things are, you know, what do they get, the big ones, the big, tall, larges? What is that, like 30 ounces of coffee or something like that? Like, and I was never a big coffee drinker, and listen, don't get me wrong, I like me some Black Rifle, like, good coffee, but I was never a big coffee drinker, and... it just, you know, 32 ounces of coffee with chocolate and caramel and all the crap swirled in it. It's like you just drank dessert for breakfast. And then it's like you punch that, you punch an energy drink in your face, and hopefully you make it to lunchtime. Mm. What is that? Oh, wait, that was me and my stupid fat mentality when I was younger. And it was just like, this doesn't produce anything at all for me.
No,
at all for me.
I've 100% been there. It's like, wake up, do what I need to do to get out, do what I need to do through the day.
The minimum, to get work. Too. The minimum. Yes.
Doing just enough to get by. Do what I need to do to get work.
Hit the snooze button 32 times.
Yep. Do what I need to do to make sure my wife's happy.
Yep.
Go to bed. Repeat.
Seriously.
And it's tough because as men, we can get caught in that cycle and we are comfortable.
Oof. And we're creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. Severe yeah. creatures of habit.
And that's, I had something the other morning where I was like, that kind of popped in my head. It was like uncomfortable, comfortable. And I got in the shower and it was a little chilly. Like I thought it would already be warm already. Cause I haven't done
what,
that whole
in the shower.
Yeah.
Cause oh, I haven't bro, done don't that even whole, talk to me no, about
I know.
Warm showers.
I know. I still haven't gotten to the club. I did it a couple times and I was like, screw this.
I think I'm on day 35 of cold showers in the morning. I break it on Saturday and I took a 10-minute mildly hot shower.
How nice and comfortable was that?
Oh, it was very, I'll tell you what, man. I was like, yeah. I might actually fall asleep standing up. It felt great. But only because I've just been taking cold showers every morning.
Well,
it sucks. I don't like it. Yeah. It doesn't feel good.
I know.
But it's prepping my brain. It's, for those of you listening, it's a little bit of Andrew Huberman's, is that how you say it? Huberman? Andrew Huberman's morning routine. If you don't know what it is, go check it out. I tell you, this thing is game changing. And do it one day and you will literally see results. It's one of the things you can actually do. It's very uncomfortable. It's not easy, but you will immediately start to feel results and you can see it in your thinking.
Yeah. I've done it. Well, I usually shower at night, wake up, then go, we work out, whatever. And then after that, if I'm still awake, I usually do the warm shower.
Yeah.
But there was a couple days where I was like, after the workout, I still wasn't like feeling it. Like I still was feeling sleepy.
Yeah.
And I did the cold shower. And I was like, wow.
Okay. Wide awake.
But anyways, going back to that, the uncomfortable, comfortable thing, it was kind of like clicking in my head. So every situation I was going in, I was like, okay, warm or cold shower. Ooh, like I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, warm shower now. I'm comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then I got outside and it was freezing and I just had the t-shirt on and we're, cause I was going to work out. And I was like, oh boy, now really uncomfortable. Now and then I get in the car, it's nice and warm. I was like, ooh, comfortable.
Yep.
So it's like all these situations that we go through on a day-to-day basis, we need to be analyzing like, okay, this is comfortable. How do I make this uncomfortable to make myself better?
Just a little bit.
The daily, it's just the daily consciousness of that. And I started, that was a couple of days ago, and I've kind of been going back and forth with that. And I think it's been working a little bit. Again, totally random. I just never...
You're making a habit to break the norm. And I think that's a big, big part for us is men, we can get into a rhythm that drones on and on and on, grinds you to the bone. And before you realize it, you know, you're months and years down the road. And you're like, how did I even get here? Like, have you ever asked yourself that? Like how on earth did I get here? Like, how did I remember through the pandemic, like I was like, how did I get 50 pounds overweight? And then I was like, oh, because I didn't pay attention. I made sure I was comfortable. I wasn't monitoring or intentional. I was unintentional with what I was doing. And when you're unintentional, the results creep up on you slowly. But then once they're there, it's going to take you twice as much work to undo it.
Yeah.
It's incredibly. And so I think if you like, I like what you're saying, Matt, where you're kind of like, I'm going to build up some levels of discomfort. To where discomfort becomes regular. It becomes, okay, not a problem. Because, like, I'll get into the shower in the morning, and I'm like, oh, it'd be so easy to just turn that knob to hot and enjoy my shower and then just get out. And I'm like, nope. Start it off room temperature, and then literally start washing, and then you turn it a little colder, a little bit colder, a little bit colder, a little bit colder. I don't do, like, a just straight to the ice because I just – I can't. Yeah. I can't do that yet. I'd start yelling, but I just turn it in and then I go a little bit colder until it's all the way cold. And it's just like, go like, and it, the amount of clarity that you get from something that pushes you outside of your comfort zone is absolutely worth it. People are living comfortable lives and they're dying comfortable. I don't want to live comfortably. And life's never been comfortable either. I don't know about you, but like life doesn't have a typical comfy response. Usually life's trying to push your buttons, trying to kick your rear and trying to set you off, you know, and I think we just got to do, we got to do hard stuff, man. We got to be able to be willing to push and challenge ourselves. So let's talk about, you know, what's the problem with it? Why don't people do hard things? Why don't men challenge ourselves? I know why I didn't, but what about you?
Well, there's no manual, right? There's no instruction book, even though us as men probably wouldn't read it anyway, right? Truly, I know.
The instructions? Oh, that's paper. Gone.
But I think there's something in that, too, because, like, there isn't anything. And I think men are good at figuring out on the fly or when they're put into a situation that is uncomfortable. It's like, all right, no one else is going to figure it out. I got to do something about it. I guess I'm doing it. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
I just think as men, we need to be able to simplify those things too. Because if something in front of you is really, really hard and you're looking at it, staring in the face.
Yeah.
Probably just don't think about it and just go attack it. It's probably the best thing to do.
Stop once overthinking.
Once we start overthinking. It's your mind gets going and it's like, okay, maybe no, I probably can't do this. I'll back off.
Talk ourselves out we'll come up with a laundry list of excuses. Like I was just
that happened to me this morning.
Go ahead.
I hit the snooze button.
Yep.
I'm like, so this is what happened, right? I'll tell you the whole thing. So we say 4:55.
Yep.
Right. All right. We'll meet there at 4:55.
Yep.
We'll get there anywhere between 4:55 and 5:05. All right. And then we'll go in. So I'm like, oh, my alarm went off early. All right. Probably 5:05. I get 10 more minutes of sleep.
Sleep's not even good, though, at that point.
And it was on my watch, and I reset it to the wrong time.
Oh.
So that's why I was 20 minutes late this morning.
I wanted five. I got 20 deep. Jeez.
So it's like...
Yeah,
that little bit that gets in your head is like, all right, yeah, I'll just go with it. Be comfortable.
Yep.
Instead of getting up, being there early, getting after.
Yeah. So guys, you can laugh at me because here's the thing. This is where when we do comfortable stuff, comfort costs us. Just like I say all the time, convenience costs us, comfort costs us. Being comfortable costs you. And actually, for most of us, you don't really even know how much it costs you. You know, so like today, say, or not today, what was the day I canceled? I screwed up. What was the day I decided I wanted to be fat? What was the day?
A couple days ago.
I was like, oh, I just love my stomach and I just want to just be a...
All right, what really happened? Yeah. What really happened?
What really happened was
to work out.
We did legs the day before, and you kicked my rear end because we were doing lunges with the barbell lunges all the way across the. Yeah. Was it barbell lunges? No.
Yeah, barbell. Lunges.
So all the way across the gym, all the way back, and you were like, "Yeah, just do 12," and I'm like, "Bro, I have little legs. I can't walk. I can't get 12 steps across the gym." And so I'm like, I'm doing like twice the amount of lunges. And so I'm just like, whatever, I'm just going to push. And
well, no,
go
you
all the
push
way.
Yourself, right?
Because yeah, I did.
I made the distance. Well, you were going. 12,
yeah.
And you were like, well, I can't stop and walk the rest of the way.
Exactly. So I pushed myself. I did the uncomfortable thing. I increased my reps on lunges. And I really, 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 really pushed it. Mm-hmm. And to the point where, like, I was getting to the last few and I was like really having a hard time. And I'm like, come on, no, you can do this. You can do this. And so I like just took a pause, pushed it all the way, got those done, got home. Legs were really sore. I tried to stay away from and avoid stairs all day. Like, I was like, I can't go up anything. Yeah, it was pretty bad. And we've done legs before and it was a little bit sore, but this one was, I really pushed myself. And so what happened then the next morning, because we did legs and abs too. So the next morning, alarm goes off and I'm like, nope. Hit the snooze button, back to sleep, slept through the alarm. And then I panic woke up at 5:21 and I was like, absolutely not. I just texted Matt. I was like, hey man, sorry, I'm dead. Not happening. Could I have got up that morning? Yes. But I will say this. Here's what I kind of experienced in it. I found my limit. I pushed past it. There was some price to pay for pushing past the limit. And I needed a little bit more time for my body to reset than I expected. And sure. Could I have pushed myself? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I could have also, I was thinking about this, I could have also really messed myself up too. If I know that the day before I pushed past my limit, I don't know what the regular occurrence of how many times you can do that within a day on your muscles.
Yeah.
But.
You were regularly over the last 4 weeks pushing yourself because we started out, we said, okay, a couple days a week. And then we went to 3 early.
Yep. And now
and
it's
then
at
we
5.
Just randomly jumped. We just jumped to 5.
You texted me and you were like, hey, what about tomorrow instead of Friday? And I'm like, yeah, this was like a couple weeks ago. And I was like, yeah. And just like that, we switched to daily. And we switched to daily. Ever since Josh called me out, he's like, you only work out 3 times a week? Yeah, I'm like, all right, dude. True. Fine. I can't be preaching do hard stuff if I ain't doing hard stuff. So, giving it a full send.
Real quick, and then we'll get back into a couple things.
Yeah, yeah.
This past weekend where we didn't work out, I slept in and I got
comfortable. You got a lot. Oh yeah, real comfy.
And I,
I'm sure
Sunday was not good. I didn't have to work Sunday. I was supposed to do a couple projects around the apartment. We're supposed to get rid of some clothes.
And you're like, I'm gonna snooze.
That did not happen. But I guarantee you, if I got up early, worked out, did everything, project probably would have gotten done.
An object in motion stays in motion. Yeah. An object at rest stays at rest. An object at fat stays at fat. And I'm sick and tired of being a fat object, so I want to be in a different shape. Round is not my choice anymore. That's 10 if you guys are keeping count. Just say, yes, get it, get it.
Double digits.
Gotta hit them doubles. So let's kind of close. We got a couple things. Let's do this. Let's close with how. How do you do hard things? Because no one's going to push you. No one. We had an episode of talking about that. No one's coming to help you. No one's going to push you. No one's going to challenge you. You've got to make it up for yourself. So how? How do you do hard things?
Yeah, we touched upon it earlier. Said finding a way. And
super simple.
Simplifying things, not overcoming them. But also, self-talk is huge. It's huge. Because when you're quiet and you're thinking, thoughts can come in your head to tell you, nope, not doing that hard thing. Mm-hmm. Not coming in there. No, thank you.
Yep.
And those thoughts, you have to speak against those thoughts that don't want come in your head. You have to speak. No, I know I can do this. I'm prepared for this. Even if you're not prepared, you can friggin' lie
just
to yourself.
Do the thing. Just do it. Say it. You know, like, people don't understand how powerful. So the Bible talks about how there is life and death power in the tongue. So you literally have the ability to speak life or speak death. And I genuinely and truly deeply believe in this because I've watched words kill people and I've watched words elevate people. I've watched it, you know, we watch what we say to other people, but we don't filter what we say to ourselves. And we don't speak against it or we don't use it properly. We, you know, we justify not doing hard stuff. We justify not getting up early. We justify it. And I was that way. Like, dude, I was not a morning person at all. Like, and to sit here and, like, even my wife was just like, she texted me the other day. She's like, I don't know how you're doing this. She literally said, she's like, I don't understand how you're doing it. You get up every morning, you're pushing yourself, you're getting up, you're working out, you're making the coffee, you're getting the kids off to school. She's like, you're not leaving much for me to do in the mornings anymore. And I'm like, cause I'm getting it. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm trying to push myself, challenge myself. I'm trying to, and in that I'm finding, I'm like, dang, man, like there's way more in me and there's way more ability. And the only reason I can keep doing that is because I keep telling myself, come on, let's go more. What else you got? What else you got? What else is trapped inside you? Are you going to be able to get to, you know, running two more businesses at the end of this year? Oh, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get both of them. I'm going to get it hard. Yeah. Like, I'm going to make sure, because at the end of the day, I am not stopping. And you've got to be able to tell yourself these things. And when you're like, oh, I'm lazy and I don't want to do this. And I just want to sit on a folding chair, half naked, eating Cheetos and being a bum. Like, no, you don't want to be that way. There is no man alive I know that wants to be that freaking lazy. Deep down inside, you know it. You know you don't. I knew I didn't want to. And eventually it came down to just do it. Just do the dang thing, get it done, get it started, get it moving, and stop making excuses for yourself.
Yeah.
I had a ton of them. Oh my gosh. I had an excuse for everything. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
Not a morning person. That means I can never get up early. I've been getting up before. This is crazy.
Mine was so stupid. I feel so embarrassed, but I'm going to share it.
Come on.
My wife used to get, because my whole thing with the trash is, I'm going to be home later. I'll just take it out when I get home.
Yep.
And then I was like, oh, I was going to be late for work, so I couldn't stop. It literally takes a minute.
60 seconds.
A minute.
Yep.
To take it out. And now I'm like, I could take out the freaking All in Ashes trash by the time everyone wakes up.
Right. I'm throwing out everybody's trash in the morning, dude. Like,
what the hell?
Because we don't want to inconvenience ourselves.
Yeah.
So I want to challenge you, keep doing that. Keep finding ways when you're comfortable and when things are easy. Find ways to make it harder. Find ways, like when we were working out that one time and you were like, here, throw this vest on. And I'm like, what? And then it was like a weighted vest, right? Yeah. And I put the vest on and I was like, oh God, this is terrible. Like, I'm carrying an extra 40 pounds. And then when you take the, oh my gosh, that felt so good. When you take that vest off after the workout and you're like, whoo, like it just, find ways, men, to inconvenience yourself. Make it a habit of inconveniencing yourself. And I'll tell you what, man, you will be more prepared for the stuff that life throws at you on a regular basis than anybody else in your friend group.
Yeah.
Anybody else around you.
Yeah. It's really about being proactive, right? Just imagine going into work and just stuff's flying at you, this, that, and the other thing. But if there was like a meeting to prep you beforehand, like, okay, guys, this is coming our way. Like, we need to be prepared for this. Like, let's come up with a plan. And if management didn't tell you all this and they kept it to themselves, like, imagine the destruction and all the things that can happen, right? It's just being proactive. In your daily decisions.
Yeah. And I'll say this too. Guys, if you want to learn how to do hard stuff, promise yourself it. Promise yourself that you're going to do it. And don't break that promise. That's your character. Because if you promised your wife, hey, listen, I'm going to do this, you know, and your wife's counting on you to do it, you're going to come through for her, right? I hope so. Because if you don't, you're going to hear it. But you promise you're going to do something, do it. Like, people are so, we're so okay with breaking promises to ourselves. Oh, I would never break a promise to anybody else, but you'll break a promise to yourself? If you can't keep a promise to yourself, how do you think you're going to keep a promise to someone else?
That was like that script. You want me to read that script?
Yeah, come on. The Jeremiah one?
Really, yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk about doing hard stuff? Yeah, that's a good one.
So basically in this, Jeremiah 12:5, Jeremiah is complaining to the Lord, basically, these evil people, why, just kill them.
Yeah, he's crying.
Get rid of them, this and that. And in verse 5 it says, if racing against mere men makes you tired, how will you race against horses? If you stumble and fall on open ground, what will you do in the thickets near the Jordan?
Come on.
It's like, if you're not testing yourself, if you're not pushing yourself in everyday life in the simple, playing arena of day-to-day things, like if you're not pushing yourself, when the hard stuff, when the war, the battles, when things that are tough come at you, how are you going to withstand that if you can't take on the day-to-day stuff that you're responsible for?
You're not going to be able to. When the stuff really hits the fan, you're going to be at a loss. You're not going to be able to step it up.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to keep up. Other people are going to run you over. Like, I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, listen, if you just learn to discipline yourself, to do things that are outside your comfort zone, you learn that now as a kid, I tell my sons and my daughter, you're going to dominate the next, in your generation, you're going to dominate. Mm-hmm. You're going to start walking all over these kids because these kids, they're entertained, they're lazy, they're comfortable. We are breeding a future generation of fat couch potatoes.
No.
That have no drive, no ability, no desire, no need, if it's not comfortable, then I don't do it. And they're going to avoid everything. So there's going to be some kids that are like, I didn't avoid everything. I took it. I did the hard stuff. Those kids are going to dominate so much over most of their peers. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah. I guess, you're speaking into the men listening, right? The fathers that are listening.
Yeah.
Like, kind of go into and see if you can make your, I'm trying to say this in the right way. I think they know what I'm saying. Make your kids uncomfortable, right? So if all the kids have the phones that I know you want to get in touch with your, they're at school, you want to get in touch with them. But all the kids have phones at like 8, 9, 10 years old. Hold off on the phone until they're ready for, you're not.
Yeah.
A 13-year-old boy is not ready for this
Dude,
device.
Adults aren't even ready for it.
They're not ready for an iPhone, right? Yeah. There's too many things that you can get in trouble with on it. That's why I love
Way
those
too
flip
many,
phone.
Dude.
Like if
dangerous.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Yeah. Like, and so your child may be uncomfortable, like, oh, but Susie has a phone and Johnny's got one. Like, I want
you
one.
Ain't Susie, you ain't Johnny. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm not that parent. Yeah.
And like, that's just one example. But that generation, good. Like you said, they're going to be leaders if you can help them understand the uncomfortability. Yep. Part mm-hmm. and stepping into
delayed
that.
Gratification.
Yeah.
Delayed. This is why people don't do hard stuff, because there's no immediate gratification. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to accept delayed gratification. You have to be willing to wait for your reward, you know? And I'll be honest, like in the gym, like in the mirrors in the morning, I'm like, at first I was like glancing over and I'm like, no, nothing yet. And I'm like, you know what? Stop freaking looking, Rory. Knock it off. Like, don't even look. Like, just don't look.
Like,
don't look yeah. until, like, 100 days. Don't so look that, until, like, you know, yeah. 4 or 5 or 6 months down the road, so
this
whatever.
This is what I've always thought about, because I used to see the last thing and we'll wrap up. I used to see this guy at the gym. All he wore, baggy-ass sweatpants and a baggy-ass sweatshirt. Yep. But you knew he was ripped.
You're like, what's
I'm like, dude, yeah. I wonder what that dude yep, yep. looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he probably took it off and was just like, yeah, I've seen that before. It's crazy, man. Cause it's like you don't expect it. Right.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with results though, is you have to do it over and over mm-hmm. and over and yeah. over and over and over again before you may ever mm-hmm. see a result, whether it's physical when talking about health and gym and, or whether that's, you know, business wise or whether that's, projects that you want to do, you're going to have to do it 100 times over before you ever really even see results. Nobody wants to do the hard work anymore. Nobody wants to push themselves. I just want to be able to plug and play. I don't want to build it. I just want to jump in on the top floor. And it's like, This is crazy, because nobody builds anything anymore. And then nobody's building their lives. Nobody's building their marriages. And then they're like, I don't know why it's all falling apart. You're not building it. You're not building anything. Do hard yeah. stuff. Like I said, promise yourself that you're going to do it, and do not break the promise to yourself, man. Don't break that promise, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And I'll tell you what, you start holding yourself to promises that you're going to have to fight to keep. When you get farther down the road, your character will be stronger, your mentality will be stronger, and you will have the things that you promised yourself you would have. But you're going to have to be willing to fight for it and not break that promise. Like when I told you I wasn't going to the gym that day, I was, oh man, I was so mad at myself. So I was like, really, already? You
there.
Already quit out one day. Are you kidding me? And then I'm like, you freaking tub of lard. You get off this couch. Go walk around the backyard. Oh, I got to get another one. That was it. There we go. Yeah. So I'm like, you got to get out of here. Like, get off the couch. Go walk around the neighborhood 4 times. So I went out and I walked around the neighborhood 4 times, whatever. I don't run unless things chase me. That's all. And really, the only thing I would probably run from is like, you know, cops or something. Not that I would be doing anything to get that attention, but like, yeah, I don't run from stuff. But at the same time, like, so I did, at least it was about a mile, and just something to yeah, not do, skip it. But do, I was mad do, at myself. Yeah. I was really mad, because I felt, because yeah. when I committed to this, I was like, you're not missing it. Yeah. Don't do, be that guy that.
Yeah. You did the right thing. Do something to continue moving mm-hmm. forward. Not every day has to be taking 3 huge giant jumps forward.
No.
Each day can be a half step.
Yep.
Just as long as you're not going backwards. And if you do go backwards, well, catch up.
Yeah. Catch up, move, go fast, go harder, go yeah. bigger the next day. Like, guys, there's so much more in you. There's so much more in you, Matt. There's so much more in me. Men that are listening, there's so much more in you. If you would just challenge yourself, if you would just push yourself and stop making freaking excuses for it. Yeah. Like, we do this in everywhere. And I'm not sitting here saying, like, I don't have excuses. I got excuses in my life for certain things. Oh, you can't do that because blah, blah, blah. You can't do that. You know, no. Just do yourself a favor. Yeah. Tell yourself to shut up. Shut up. Just shut up and do the damn thing. Just shut up and do what yeah. you're afraid of. Do what you're avoiding. Yeah. Do what's going to make you feel uncomfortable. Just shut up and do it.
Yeah. I will reiterate just what you said, because that was our last question.
Yes!
Gentlemen, what are you afraid of? Mm. What are you afraid of? What's holding you back? And just go do it.
Failure. I think that's the one thing, probably for all of us. Mm-hmm. We're afraid to fail.
Because if you just go do it right away and then you fail, well, you failed fast, right? You always say that.
Fail fast. Get it over with. You know, honestly, it's almost like if you could start over and you had to learn how to walk again, you know what the first thing I would do is? I'd just chuck myself on the ground as hard as I could. I'm not even playing. I would just literally throw myself down as hard as I could to feel what it feels like smacking that pavement. Just bam. All right. That's what that feels like. That's failure. So now I want to walk. Same you know, thing. Like
you can use it, whatever, riding a bike, swimming.
Same thing, man. You fail fast. You know, like when you were saying today, you were like, all right, what did we do? We did barbells, then we went to the tries, and then we moved to the medicine ball slams, and then the
push-ups.
But you were like, and then just at the end, do push-ups until you fail.
Yeah.
I was like, wait. That's a new concept. Do something until you fail. And it was like, oh, okay, I like this. Because it's literally extending your limit because you're doing it all the way to the point where you literally physically cannot do it.
Yeah, and there are two different things. Because why I like doing to failure exercises a lot is because I can tell the difference when I mentally failed first. Mm-hmm. Or my body physically failed first.
Yeah. And that's it gives you dominance, though. I'll tell you what, man. It gives you dominance over things when you can push yourself like that. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Because I guarantee you, if you mentally check out two reps and be like, yeah, I only got two left in me, you'll do two, maybe three. But at that point, if you say, I got five more, you probably get three, four.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that extra... It depends how you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
I only have three left. I can do five more.
But men, we're just afraid to fail.
And that's
afraid. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. You're never going to find out if you don't try. There's one thing you say, like literally, you probably say like three or four times a day in the morning. And I started to pick up on it. I was like, oh, yeah. When you're like, I think you'll literally say it to me every time. You're like, I think you got more and more in you. And I'm like, I don't know, but I'll try. Mm-hmm. And it's every time you say that, I find, and then it's like, okay, well, maybe I do. And then I'll try, and either I try and fail, or I try and then realize, like, oh, I did have one more in me. But I'll tell you what, I wasn't going to go after that one. It wasn't until you said something. And so, men, sometimes maybe you just got to get around somebody that's like, hey, I think you can do better than that. I think you don't have to have... a dad bod. I think you don't need the extra 40 pounds on your stomach or your waist or whatever. I don't think you need man boobs. I don't, like, you don't need those. Have somebody, man, or be that somebody. If you don't have somebody like that in your life, be that somebody for somebody else. I think you got one more in you. I think you got one more rep in you. I think you got one more try at whatever it is that you were attempting to accomplish. I think you got one more in you. Just give it one more. One more try, one more shot, one more thing. And so, yeah, I just wanted to say that as we're closing up. It's like I noticed that it usually pushes me to do even harder, even more things when you're like, I think you got one more in you. And, you know, if I don't have it, like pull-ups. Oh, my God. It was pull-ups or chin-ups?
We'll get there.
I still chin-ups. Can't do one. It's killing me. Oh, my gosh.
I told you. When did I tell you?
It's just so hard to lift my fat body up off into the air.
No, I said by Christmas.
I'm just kidding.
So we got, 6 weeks? No, longer than that. 8 weeks.
One pull-up by Christmas?
Yeah, I said 8 weeks.
Oh, we're going to keep trying until it happens. 8 weeks? I'm going to do it in four. I'm writing it down right now. 4 weeks. 4 weeks for Tubby to do one pull-up. And I'm going to do it major pain style as I'm doing the pull-up. I'm going to go, one tubby. Oh, and that completes 15 fat drops names for me humiliating myself. Let's close it out, man. Let's pray.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for joining us this week. Lord, we ask that you would just continue to help us do hard things. Help us do the things that are purpose-filled, that are fulfilling, that are challenging, that are helping us to overcome all that stands in our way and allows us to create momentum where, God, we can start having victories and dominance in our life, in our faith, and God, for the protection and provision of our families. I pray over all these men, God, you would help them to continue to stop trying, start training, and be the dangerous man that you've designed them to be. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, dangerous men, for listening. We appreciate you, men. We hope that today you will continue to stop trying and start training. Thank you so much for listening. We want to challenge you, men. Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to go outside of your comfort zones, men, and share a link, subscribe, get involved, get engaged on the community page, the DM Army. Go to Facebook, type in the DM Army, join us, continue the conversation. But I want to challenge you with this, men. Man, copy a link to the podcast and send it out. Send it out to a man that needs to know that it's time to step up. It's time to stand up. It's time to start becoming the man that you were designed to be. And so, guys, we encourage you, share this out. Send a link to your friends and let them know that it's time for them to become the dangerous man that they were called and created to be. Come on.